Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus Yeshua the Messiah and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shalom, dear brothers and sisters. I would like you to turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, to the Gospel of Yohanan, this amazing study in the book of John that presents before us our Lord Jesus, our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, as the one who is the eternal Son, the eternal Word, the eternal Mimra, the eternal Logos, our eternal God. And I would like today, as we continue with the study of the Gospel of John, to read from verse 3 of John chapter 1 unto verse 14. And I would appreciate if you will follow me as you read the Word of God together with me. Verse 3 says, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, Yohanan. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." This passage here in John chapter 1, verses 3 to 14, present before us a continued presentation of the eternal Son of God. This one that was one of the persons of the Godhead, of whom we read in John 1 and verse 1 and 2, these words: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." So the Apostle Yohanan, that is John, gave us this, you might say, supplementary gospel to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, in order to impress upon the reader and each and every one of us to understand that the Lord Yeshua, the Lord Jesus from Nazareth, who was born in Bethlehem to the Virgin Miriam, was much more than just another man. He was much more than just an ordinary Jewish man. He was much more than just a rabbi. He was much more than just a prophet. He was much more than just a good man. He was and he is the eternal Son of God. And so Yohanan, that is John the Evangelist, who was a fisherman, who was the son of Zavdai from the Galil, a Jewish man, the youngest of the disciples of the Talmidim of our Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, he was chosen by God to provide for us this wonderful, amazing gospel that is essential to understand. Why? Because the purpose of the Gospel of John was this, found in John chapter 20 and verse 31. John said, Yohanan said, "But these are written that ye might believe that Yeshua is the Messiah," that Jesus is the Messiah. And not only that he is the Messiah, but he is the Son of God. "And that believing ye might have life through his name." And so through the Gospel of John, through Besorat Yohanan, dear friends, we learn about the divine nature of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, God the Son, who came to this world in order to provide redemption for mankind. And so while we have already learned from verses 1 and 2 that, number 1, he was one of the persons of the Godhead. In the beginning was the Word. He is the eternal one, the eternal Word, the eternal Logos in the Greek, and in the Hebrew, the eternal Davar or Mimra. He is the one that God, through him, spoke and revealed himself to all humanity. Whenever God enacted, he's always in the person of God the Son. He is the Word. He is the Logos. He is the Mimra. Secondly, we learn not only that he is eternal, secondly, that he was distinguished from God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, where it says in verse 1, "And the Word was with God." He was a distinct personality in the Godhead, distinct from God the Father, distinct from God the Spirit, distinct from God HaAbba, Elohim HaAbba, and distinct from Elohim HaRuach, God the Holy Spirit. He was God the Son, Elohim HaBen, one of the persons of the Godhead. Thirdly, we learn in verse 1, not only that he was eternal, not only that he was distinct from God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, he was God himself. That's why it says in the third section of John 1 and verse 1, "And the Word was God." He is divine. It says in verse 2, "The same was in the beginning with God." This God the Son was with God the Father and God the Spirit. And so now, beloved brothers and sisters, the Apostle John continued to help us and to, you might say, to draw us in to understanding that this particular person named the Word, the Logos, the Mimra, was also the creator of the universe. In verse 3, we read, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made which was made." Notice that. All things were made by him, and without him was anything made which was made. Nothing was made without him. He is the one that is the creator. All things were made by him. Immediately it takes us to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, where it says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." This is the first verse of the Hebrew Scriptures. Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve'et haaretz. This Elohim, this God, the God of the creation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the nation of Israel, the God and Father of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, This God, this triune God, one God, three persons, this God created the heavens and the earth. But we learn from John chapter 1 and verse 3 that all things were made by Him. He was the agent that a Godhead used for the creation of the universe. Whenever God spoke through the person of the Son. Whenever the triune God created, the Godhead created all things through the person of the Son. All things were made by Him, and without Him was nothing made which was made. We read in John 1 in verse 3. Now, I know it's not easy to understand and to grasp this, beloved friend, beloved brothers and sisters, but this is essential to understand if we are to realize in a sound biblical way that the Savior, the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah is much more than just another man, because any other man could never redeem us, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, including you and I, you and me. We all fell short of the glory of God. God had to come into this world in order to provide redemption for mankind. So who is that God? Who is that God, the Son? All things were made by Him, and without Him nothing was made which was made. The Apostle Shaul Paul emphasized this in his letter to the Colossians. He said in Colossians 1 and verse 16, "For by Him, namely by the person of the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, God the Son, the eternal Word, the eternal Logos, the eternal Mimra, for by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him." This is so interesting, because creation, the universe, the world, the human race, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, all were created by Him, but also for His own pleasure. And specifically humanity, mankind, according to the Proverbs chapter 8, King Shlomo HaMelech, the king of Israel, Solomon the king, wrote in the book of Proverbs concerning wisdom personified, namely applying to the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. What did he say? That he said there, "My delight was with the sons of men, Shashuai im bnei ha'adam." He found delight in the sons of men. He wanted to have fellowship with the human race. That's why He created Adam and Eve, for His own pleasure. Not only that they were created by Him, but all things were created for Him, for His own pleasure. Beloved friend, this is important to grasp and understand. The writer who wrote his letter to the Hebrew believers said, in Hebrews chapter 1 and verses 1 and 2, "God, who at sundry time and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things," but he continued, the writer, to say, "by whom also He made the world." In other words, the God of Israel, who spake in sundry time and diverse manners, He spake to our fathers through the Hebrew prophets, Hanevi'im. In these last days, when a Mashiach came, when the Lord Yeshua Jesus was born in the city of Bethlehem to the Virgin Miriam, God sent Him. In these last days, He spoke through the person of His Son, Son-wise, Baben, Elohim Aben, God the Son. And notice He continues, it says here, He appointed him an heir of all things, and by whom he hath made the world. And so, beloved friends, as we move along in the study of John chapter 1, we learn now in verse 3 that all things were made by him, and without him nothing made which was made. So the Lord, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, God the Son, is actually the creator of all things. And that gives us comfort. Why? Because we do not believe in a mere creation, but we believe in the Creator God, who became a man in order to provide redemption for sinful humanity. John continues, and in verse 4 of John chapter 1, he tells us additional thing about this person, this word, this logos, this mimra. He is telling us that this person is not only the creator, verse 3, but he is also the source of life. You know, in Hebrew we say chayim. We often say lechayim, to life, lechayim. But the source of life, the source of chayim is found in the person of the Messiah, the person of the Son. In him was life, we read in John 1 and verse 4. The Apostle John speaks about Yeshua, the Messiah, who is the source of life. In John chapter 3 and verse 15, we read, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, he is the source of life. He is the one that has eternal, that provide for mankind eternal life. In John chapter 3 and verse 36, we read, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. You see, beloved friend, beloved brothers and sisters, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, is the not only the eternal Word, not only one of the persons of the Godhead, not only a divine person, not only the creator of the universe, he is also the source of life, because in him was life. In John chapter 5 and verse 26, we read, for as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. You see, he is the source of life. In John chapter 8, we read there in verse 12, then spake Yeshua again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He continued again and again to speak of the fact that he is the life that provides light to this dark world. Amazing. In John 11 and verse 25, we read of Yeshua the Messiah. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Ani hu hatkuma vehachayim. So the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is also the source of life. In him was life. But notice, we continue in verse 4b and verse 5 that he is the source of life. And in verse 4b and verse 5, he is not only life, but he is the light giver, the light provider. The word light in Hebrew means or. You see, he is the one that is called to be Or Lagoyim, light to the nations of the world. We read, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Beloved brothers and sisters, their life, the source of life, was the light of men. There are various ways in which we can read that verse in verse 4 of John chapter 1. We read in this verse that he was the light of men. He was the one that brought light to everyone. He was the light of all mankind. He was the light of men. And it is important to realize that he is the life that brought light for all mankind. But you notice what we read in verse 5, that the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You see, beloved brothers and sisters, when the prophets of Israel spoke about the coming one, that he will become that light to the goyim, light to the nations of the world, the Lord Jesus was to bring light to this world. But what happened, according to verse 5, he shined in darkness, but the darkness comprehended it not. That darkness that existed in this world did not comprehend that light that shone here in this world. And so that darkness could not overcome it, could not overcome the light. The darkness in this world could never extinguish the light in this world. The darkness in this world did not comprehend that light. The darkness in this world could not overcome that light. Why? Because God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. And when God entered into this world in the person of the Son, the world, the darkness in this world could not overcome it. Or as it says here, comprehend that light. This darkness could not overcome that light of God, which is found in the person of the Lord Yeshua Jesus, the Messiah. And you know, beloved brothers and sisters, it's very sad, because in John chapter 3 and verse 19, we read, this is the condemnation against the world, the world which rejected the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. That light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. You see, by nature, you and I by nature prefer to have darkness rather than light, because we have inherited a sin nature from our parents, who inherited their sin nature from their parents, who inherited their sin nature from their parents. And all of us have inherited the sin nature that Adam and Eve plunged the whole human race into when they violated the word of God in the Garden of Eden some 6,000 years ago. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, the light shines in darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it, could not overtake it, did not comprehend it. It's like taking a candle and coming into a dark room and turning the light, putting a match and lighting the candle, and the darkness could not overtake the light, because the light shining. And that's what happened when the Lord Yeshua Jesus the Messiah came into the world. He shone in this world. That's why he said in John 8, I am the light of the world. I am the light of this world. If you remember in John chapter 8 and verse 12, he continued to say in the same verse, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And so John, in these first five verses, this is John the apostle, he presented the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, as a triune, one of the triune persons of the Godhead, as eternal Son of God, as the creator of the universe, as the source of life, and a source of light in the midst of darkness here in this world. And you know why we need that? Light, because we were all in darkness. As John 3 said at verse 19, men love darkness rather than light. And that's why we needed so badly someone to come down to this world that will give us light in the midst of darkness. In the epistle of John, the same writer who gave us the gospel, wrote a letter, the epistle, the 1 John chapter 1. And he wrote in the first epistle, in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, "This then in the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." And here is that one, the one that came to this world and shone in this world, and this darkness in this world could not overtake that light, could not comprehend that light. There's another verse that is a beautiful verse that is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, where the Apostle Paul now says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ," in the face of Yeshua HaMashiach. And so wonderful for us to realize that this is the one that John the Apostle, Yohanan HaShaliach, present before everyone here that is willing to listen to the Word of God.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m., at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.